T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And one of the interviews we're going to really, really enjoy is our first guest this evening, somebody who is nose to the grindstone when it comes to the University of Florida. And he has been busy. Believe it or not, I have to tell you, it's Florida Georgia week. This is a crazy week, and I still think it's going to be a crazy week. Billy Gonzalez is the new head coach, interim-wise, at the University of Florida. And Corey Bender from Gators Online joins us this evening. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. I appreciate you, as always. Your youngster looks great with the pumpkins in the background. I like that. What a cute little son you got there.
Thanks, Larry. Yeah, no, we have our second son born here in about 3 weeks too. So, not only are we busy with Florida Gators football, but on my end too, I'm going to be a busy dad here over the next several months. But no, for sure, I really appreciate that.
Busy week. I mean, I know it's you go to Florida, you go to Athens, you go to Gainesville, and it still is Florida Georgia week. Nobody's going to put that behind. A lot of different changes, but not personnel wise. So it's just a coaching change. Everybody's still intact. Just not the head coach. How much of a difference are we looking? Because I really thought, going in, whether it was Billy was there or whoever was head coach, that Florida's got a legitimate shot in basically every single game remaining to at least, if not win, at least keep all those games pretty close.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. And I think the other thing is, too, I think if you look at all Florida's games this year, I mean, LSU on the road, I mean, if it wasn't for Lagway throwing 5 interceptions, I mean, they're in that game. Even the Miami game until late, they're in that. So they really haven't necessarily been blown out in any game. So I think, obviously, this weekend in Georgia, I think when they play in Jacksonville, I think they do have a realistic shot. I think there's going to be a new boost of energy kind of injected within this team. I think with Billy Gonzalez kind of running the show right now interim, I think he's obviously a good face. But the program has been for 3 different stints in Gainesville over 3 different head coaches. So if you're going to have someone who understands Florida Gators football in the tradition, it's Billy Gonzalez. And I think overall, like what he said over the past week is he wants to open this offense up a little bit. I mean, they have a lot of playmakers from Vernell Brown to Dallas Wilson. There's a lot. You look at Florida's offense, Larry. I mean, Jaden Barr, right back, they have a lot of proven playmakers. It's just they haven't been able to put together fully on Saturdays when it comes to getting that W, and obviously that's what matters most. But I know Billy Gonzalez, that's the main thing he said. He goes, hey, we're going to switch things up a little bit. We're going to open up the offense even more. And I think this weekend, I think even though Florida, their season is trending downward, overall, I think without a head coach, I still think a lot of Florida fans are excited for this weekend just to kind of see the new wrinkles of the offense and see if it's something different that we've seen in previous weeks. So I'm excited for this one, too. I think Florida has a realistic shot. They definitely have the certain playmakers on offense. And I think on defense, you really can't fault them at all. They've been very solid all year under defensive coordinator Ron Roberts. They've been a a fast physical bunch over there. So if offense can kind of match their production, I think Florida has a chance to come out on top this weekend. If not, definitely give Georgia a very competitive game.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, you look at the offense, and for the depth chart for this week, they have two true freshmen in Dallas Wilson and Vernell Brown the third, and then four sophomores. So, yep. I mean, they're young, but at the same time, as you mentioned, with Jaden Ball, with a DJ Lagway, with guys like that, with Caden Jones, and, you know, players that are younger players. But at the same time, you have a couple of guys who are veterans. You know, you have the Jake Slaughters up front and Austin Barbers, guys who've seen a lot of snaps over the last 3-4 years. And then depth-wise, you know, I mean, you still have a lot of talent. I mean, so I agree with you. I mean, it may be maybe that fresh face, maybe that, you know, new guy calling the plays may make a difference, because as you mentioned, Jaden Ball had a beast of a game against Mississippi State. It just didn't add up total wise. And then, you know, as well as I do, Dallas Wilson, he's the dude. I mean, he's a guy that's 3 years away from the NFL, first round draft pick, big body kid, a great receiver. And then we know Vernell Brown is one of those Malachi Toney type kids that Miami has, you know, ability to make plays on punt returns and kick returns, but also, you know, from the slot position. Talk about the big play kids like that, because a lot of the big play guys are way underclassmen.
No, absolutely, Larry. And that's the thing. They play well beyond their years too. I mean, Vernell Brown, he's had some big time catches. I mean, if you've spoken to him or heard him before, he's very, very mature, a very well-spoken kid. It sounds like you're talking to a kid who's much older. I mean, very advanced, obviously, learned from his father and has great bloodlines there. And then, like you said, Dallas Wilson, you know, I mean, a big body guy, 200 pounds, and a guy that can really high point the ball and track the ball. And you know, he didn't play most of the year at the start of the year, and you kind of wondered to yourself, man, you know, even against USF, and the last time you and I spoke, it was before the USF game, and we were both talking about how USF can give them a good game. I don't think either one of us thought USF would win, but you think at that time, if they would have had a Dallas Wilson or just another proven guy, they probably would have maybe won that game. But no, they have a lot of experience. I think Jaden Ball is one of the SEC's best.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Running backs, I mean, he's a big physical dude that can really slash inside and out. He has great balance, and it just makes you wonder when you add all that up, like, how did we get here? You know, Florida, I think overall, when you look at their team, I mean, they're definitely better than what their record shows. I know one of the biggest hiccups, I think, was, you know, obviously a lot of people said it was Billy Napier's play calling. Why did he not hand over the play calling to someone else? I know a lot of people say he was too conservative, but what's in the past is in the past. So I think this weekend, you know, Ryan O'Hara, the quarterback coach, he's going to be the one calling the plays, but it's going to be a collaborative effort from a lot of them down there in Gainesville. So I'm really stoked about this game. I just want to see what new wrinkles. And if Florida comes out and has a very good offensive showing, I think a lot of Florida fans are going to be like, oh, man, like, we could have used this weeks and weeks ago. But I think Florida has all the guys, man. I think they have a lot of playmakers. DJ Lagway, I think, has played better as weeks have went on. You know, he's definitely – and kudos to him. I mean, a lot of those guys, I mean, you throw 5 interceptions to LSU. I think a lot of guys from a mental standpoint would have a hard time rebounding from that. And I think he's continued to kind of mature and get better. And as we all know, he didn't play much over the offseason due to injury. So I think hopefully this Florida team, I mean, for the coach's sake, I think they're hopefully going to kind of come together and finish out the season the right way before you know, all attention goes to this nationally-wide coaching search that I think right now it's just chaotic, you know, with the coaching carousel. So, I mean, we'll see how it all ends up.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes they play for the assistant coaches, and certainly, as you mentioned before, Billy is somebody that, you know, everybody knows him, everybody respects him, great recruiter. He always shows up, you know, like when he was recruiting a lot of kids from South Florida. I know that he was at Booker T. Washington a lot when they were looking at Ben Hanks Jr. And speaking about that secondary, last week, Jordan Castell out, that hurt. Cormani Klain banged up a little bit. Now they've got a couple of guys healthy, you know, with that week off, and certainly, they come into this game, you know, because they know George is going to throw the ball. And I think that, you know, with their pass rush, with the way Tyreek Sapp has played and Jamari Lyons, certainly, you know, and getting guys like Jaden Woods healthy and, you know, getting some of that depth healthy. I think, like I said, I mean, I feel good about this week. I really do. And I think there's a really good opportunity, you know, for them to showcase some talent because, you know, of the remaining games, obviously they play Florida State and they play Kentucky. They've got to come through and win one of those games to be bowl eligible because, you know, with three wins right now, you know, of those games, if they could win three games, and I look for like the Florida game or the Tennessee game, the Georgia game and the Tennessee games to be contests that they can win, you know, because obviously Kentucky and Florida State, they have a chance to beat both of those teams. So, I mean, this could end up pretty good,
Florida,
you know.
State and Tennessee are at home too, and that's the thing too. I mean, Kentucky's on the road, but we all know Kentucky's struggling. But I think too, though, Larry, I think with Billy Gonzalez, I mean, I'm not sure if you watch his press conference. I just thought he's very well organized. I know people inside the building have been very impressed with just his structure and the way he's really kind of rallied the troops. So, I mean, I know you hear that from a lot of interim coaches, but I think overall, I think they made the best choice for that as far as who they could put running the program. And I just think, like you said, I mean, to become bowl eligible, I think they have a great shot. I mean, this weekend is obviously a tough game, but beyond the Georgia game, I mean, they have a real shot of finishing strong. And I think Tennessee probably at home is going to be their toughest. I mean, at Ole Miss, that's going to be a very tough game. But other than that, I mean, they have some winnable games to become bowl eligible, absolutely.
No doubt. And they owe Tennessee for a game that they probably would have won if DJ Lagway was healthy last year because that game came came right. Yep, that game came right down to the last couple minutes. I know that everybody's going to want to follow you, especially this week. Give everybody the website and all the social media contacts so they can follow right up until kickoff on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. Yeah, simplegatorsonline.com. You can join for a dollar right now. Great deal. Obviously, Gators Online is our Twitter handle. And then for myself, just Corey_Bender. Recruiting, I know, Larry, you know me as a recruiting guy. It's kind of a standstill right now, but I think right now, you know, all attention's on the coaching search and the team, and we definitely have you covered with everything from A to Z over at Gears Online.
Sounds good. Corey, I can't thank you enough, brother. Have a good week. Have a good Halloween with your son, and best of luck over the next couple of weeks.
No, thank you, Larry. Have a good rest of the week, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
You too. Corey Bender from Gators Online. Nobody does that better, I'm telling you. And from his coverage to knowledge of recruiting, Corey's been that way for a long, long time. And it's good to see that, you know, I mean, just as a fan, just as a football fan, because I covered a lot of these kids, you know, from statewide. And no matter where they go, FSU, Florida, Miami, FAU, FIU, USF, UCF, you root for them. You want them to do good.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.